Well, it's the month of March already as we continue on with this spring semester over at Black Hills State University. We catch up with Lori Nichols once again here on KDSJ. She is the president of BHSU. You've been busy, Lori. Thanks a lot for joining us right here on KDSJ.
You're welcome.
And for making trips out to appear for the legislative session, to going back and making sure that BHSU Rapid City is doing all right. We're back home over in Spearfish on the campus. And let's talk about a little bit about how the university is still preparing for that 10-year accreditation visit. That's going to be with the Higher Learning Commission.
Yes, we continue to. I think I maybe talked about this a little bit during our last month's talk because it's getting closer and it's getting more intense and taking more of our time. But right now we are currently completing the self-study, which the accreditation visit requires us to do is really study ourselves around a set of criteria that they give us. And we are in the final stages of that. That's about an 85-page document, by the way, so it's quite a large self-study. It is due to them on March 20th, so we're really about two and a half weeks away from uploading that on the website and getting that submitted. That will be a big relief. I know many people have spent hours and hours working on that self-study. The document itself is limited to 35,000 words, and there are five criteria that we evaluate ourselves on with a lot of evidence behind each of our reports or our statements. The document addresses everything from our mission and strategic plan to student support services. We talk about our academic program, staffing, faculty credentials, budget, in short, really all the functions of the university. And so obviously when we submit it and before the campus visit, the team that will come to see us have studied our document. And then from there, we set up a schedule for them. They will be here for two full days, and those days are April 17th and 18th. And we have five visitors coming from all over the United States, really, who will be part of that team and will come and then spend time on campus as they validate the self-study and gather even more or additional information. And then I think just other things to know, they will, by the way, they'll be both at Spearfish and Rapid City, and they will go out to Ellsworth as well. So they will visit all of our site locations when they're here. And then before they leave, I will meet with them. They'll give me an oral exit and talk about what they saw or what they found and some initial impressions. But they go away and actually write their final report, and that will take several months. I doubt if we'll hear very much back from them really until probably midsummer.
And you do this every 10 years, and it's part of your accreditation for the coursework and also for some federal funding as well?
We have to be accredited in order for us to give federal financial aid to students. So without this accreditation, we could not offer Pell Grants or any other the student loan program that comes through the federal government. We couldn't do any of that, and we also cannot apply for or accept any federal grants through our grants office either. So it's really, I mean, really, you have to be accredited in order to run a university. So it's essential we do well. I think we will. I'm not worried about it. But it is important that we put our best foot forward because we really want a favorable outcome, and we want a really good report mm-hmm. that comes back from the team. So the 17th and 18th are the next two big dates once we get this report turned in on March 20th.
And then we head on over and talk about details of the Center for Faculty Innovation. What's that?
Yeah, in 2021, we were awarded a Title III grant, and this was a federal grant, so this gives you an illustration of why the accreditation is important. We received a Title III grant, which is an institutional strengthening grant for about $2.5 million over 5 years. And the idea of this grant is that we have identified areas that we believe we can strengthen ourselves in. In other words, we can improve. And we write a proposal to that improvement and submit it and ask for funding to help us improve. And one of the areas that we identified was the fact that we did not have a faculty development center or any place where faculty could go if they needed help. And that help could be anything from honing their teaching skills to learning new technology for the classroom to working with students in certain ways, writing tests, giving better lectures, just whatever it might be. And so we stood up through that grant, the Center for Faculty Innovation, which is a faculty development center. And the goal of it is to foster excellence in teaching and learning at BH. So that's really the nature of what this is doing, is giving professional development opportunities to our faculty. It helps them with their teaching and teaching approaches. It allows them to collaborate as they design teaching materials and assessments, and really just promotes faculty to be even better in their jobs. The Center for Faculty Innovation really opened for us this last fall, so fall of 22. We hired our director, which is Nick Van Clay. He came to us from Dartmouth University, where he had been working, and he's our first director for the Faculty Innovation Center. He's doing a terrific job. He has over 17 years of experience in higher education, and he has really, really put that center together very quickly, and today we have quite a bit going on in there because of the strong leadership that he's provided to us. I know there are a lot of faculty using it, and I'm confident that over time our faculty will become even better and more effective in their role because they have this really rich resource.
And that is the Center for Faculty Innovation there at Black Hills State University. As we hear from their president, Lori Nichols, she has to deal with a lot of things over there at Black Hills State. So we're going to talk about some really fun things coming up as well.
Yeah, you might remember that I also told you through the Title III grant some time ago that we were able to open a career center. BH had one way back in the past, but over time, and I think it was something like maybe, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, they closed it due to, I think, some funding issues. And so for some time, we really have not had a career center for our students. And it really showed. I mean, students were totally on their own when it came to things like writing a resume, getting ready for job interviews, identifying job positions that were open, applying for jobs, getting an internship. And those are typically things that you would put in a career center and then you would help students with. So about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we opened the career center again at BH. And we hired Jen Kim as our director into that center. And he has really done a terrific job. The students love it and use it. I mean, it's a very busy place now on our campus.
Speaking of careers, and I know this isn't on the sheet, so I'm just kind of throwing it out there. I know it's like a two-sided coin. You want students to go off and get in their careers and in their jobs, but you probably want to have them stay here in South Dakota. It's kind of a two-sided coin there.
Yeah, it is true. And, you know, we really do want our graduates to stay in South Dakota to live and work. It's absolutely true. And many do. We place far more students in state than we do out of state. So most of our students do want to stay either locally or regionally and try to do that if they can find jobs here. But we do have some students who are interested in moving to other states, and of course we want them to do well as too. And so opening up opportunities for them is important. And sadly, once in a while, students who even do want to stay here can't find jobs here. And so they start elsewhere with the goal of moving back as soon as they can. And we do see a little of that happening from time to time as well.
And there's going to be a rodeo coming up here this spring, as again, we're in the month of March. So things come at us rapidly here in crossover seasons of winter and spring sports, as well as everything else happening there on the BHSU campus. Again, for more details, head on over to bhsu.edu. Thanks once again to President Lori Nichols for joining us for some time here on the airwaves on KDSJ.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.